I'm putting on gloves right now, apparently to try these triple atomic wings here from Quaker Steak and Lube. You got to wear wings. Let's introduce who we have in the studio. By the way, we've got Phil Dawson, Justin Cleveland, and I. And Chandra, you're doing this too, right? Chandra Lynn is going to try...
yeah, eventually, but right now I'm staying by the delay in case you guys mess up.
In case there's anything nasty that goes on the
Chandra's
telephone.
Chandra's always there for us. Yeah.
Scott Acker is here from Quaker Steak and Lube. Scott, why don't you say good morning, introduce us to who else is here from Quaker Steak and Lube.
Good morning, Dick. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
You won't be in a couple of minutes.
That's what you keep telling me.
Fair warning.
You keep telling me that.
I keep on telling him, you know, your radio career could be stifled here today.
He keeps saying, it'll end today.
Yeah, he keeps saying, you're really going to try this? You really going to?
I told him maybe we should just fake it on air. And he's like, no, he's a trooper. He's actually going to do it. I'm going to take a picture of it.
Yeah.
And we'll have it up at Quaker Steak and Lube on our new atomic, triple atomic wall of flame.
Yeah.
We've had the atomic wing, and a lot of people have tried them. We were, you know, about 400 people a month would try the atomic wing, and the novelty sort of wore off a little bit. And then a bar down in Chicago copied us, the whole gimmick, you know,
really?
Sign the release form, get the bumper sticker, da-da-da-da-da. Basically, we said, you know what, I was one of the ones that franchisees that pushed corporate, and we got to get something hotter than atomic.
Okay.
Like, oh, it's really dangerous. You know, we kind of took atomic down a little bit so that we wouldn't hurt anybody. And now somebody's copied us, and, you know, you got to move in this market. You got to find something a little bit more unique. This stuff is really 500 SHU. Scoville heat units is an actual measurement of heat. It's the amount of water it takes to displace pepper sauce in your mouth.
All
that
right.
is a real, legitimate, scientific food science deal.
Okay.
This is a really, really powerful pepper. The new peppers that we have in here are in the Guinness World Book of Records.
Okay.
It's the ghost pepper.
And, the king cobra of peppers.
And I have corporate here today in the market visiting with Quaker Steak and Lube today. But we came over here this morning, got up bright and early, and fried up some wings. So we're ready to let you guys tear into them. We do have a release form for you. Yeah, I'll let you read some of it.
Do you have a pen? I should. I forgot
a
pen.
I have one.
Okay. Oh. Triple atomic wing release form. Triple atomic wings are extremely hot with a Scoville heat unit rating of over 500,000. The handling and consumption of triple atomic wings may irritate the skin and mouth and produce a sensation of burning. All right.
If you order this at Quaker Steak and Lube and you order them with the T-shirt option, you actually get a Quaker Steak and Lube triple atomic T-shirt to remember it by.
Wow. It looks like a size that I could actually fit into, too.
Yes,
that's nice.
And I know Scott doesn't have headphones on, but one of our employees, because I waitress there, too, and one of our employees came in on Tuesday night and tried it. And she said her stomach hurt afterward, but she had a little tear coming down from her eye.
And she could not. Her friends had to let her know that her nose was actually running. She couldn't feel her nose.
Oh, my God.
So, and I remember, man. Chandra, 5 years ago when we came here and WMAD was a rock station, the on-air personality grabbed a wing out of the conference room, took it into studio, consumed the wing, and was off air for 20 minutes. That was atomic. This is triple atomic, so hopefully the news is in the can.
Phil, give it a shot.
After we try this, what I want you to do is take a bunch of more wings, dip them in the triple atomic, put them in the sales area.
Yes!
Because they eat anything. They eat anything back there.
Not my salesperson. And, she won't eat them.
She knows.
All right, let me see. We're going to try one. Should we try one at the same time?
Sure.
I'm going to put the breaking news bet on in case something big happens.
That's why I'm here. Covering this. Justin, you want
to? Yeah, I need to.
Just throw some ranch on it?
Step up to the mic, boys.
No,
you got to take it straight.
I'm going to try. I'm not going to eat the whole thing, though.
All right.
Okay?
All right.
Who's going first?
We'll go at the same time.
All set? Three, two, one.
Go.
It's going to start sweet.
Yeah, it starts sweet, but it's building to a bad place.
Wow.
Oh.
Well, folks, it's been good knowing you.
My sinuses are cleared.
Now, caution, wash your hands before you go to the restroom.
Fool me once, I know.
Now, the voice of Madison News, John, is not eating. I've noticed he walked away into the other room.
You know what? That's hot.
Yep. Now it's going.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wow.
I got to finish this.
You know...
This is really
mine's
good.
20 years ago, I might have. 20
but then
years
it starts
ago,
to build and build, and it doesn't stop building.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
We found that chugging Hershey syrup also works as well to get rid of the burn if you're to that point.
Wow.
Yeah, Hershey syrup deadens the pores if you're. Now, milk, you know, a good Wisconsin dairy product, that also is helpful.
That helps.
At what point were you, you know, just sitting around the house going, okay, what can I put in my mouth that will deaden this? I got Hershey syrup. Let's just take a shot.
Well, Quaker Steak and Lube from Pennsylvania. Hershey syrup. Sure, pretty close.
I took off the gloves, and I'm sitting here trying to think of how I'm going to get rid of the sensation in my mouth and throat right now.
The back of my eyeballs.
Wow. Well, that, you know, it's tasty. A lot of stuff that you can't. Boy, that's hot.
I like them. They're good.
You know what? It is tasty.
No, I think I'll stick to one.
Yeah, I think that'll do the trick.
I just
had. Justin, is there an extra one over there?
Wow. Oh yeah, absolutely.
Okay, I'll come over.
Come on over, Chandra. Justin,
Kevin,
how you doing?
Want to stand by the delay button?
Take another.
You know, I can think of things I want to say, but I try to open my mouth to speak, and I find I'm unable.
Wow.
It's, my tongue is going numb.
I like them.
Mm. Oh, it's wonderful. But
just one though. Just one.
Should I blow my nose?
You know that first bite?
Like
it's
before?
Can I get two gloves?
That first bite is so very sweet
that
you're like, oh, this is great. I could eat, you know, a dozen of these. This is wonderful. But it, like Phil said, it continues to crescendo to the point where burning.
Chandra's trying one right now. Here she goes.
And you know, you were talking about how the milk helps ease everything. When we don't like a customer, when a customer's a brat, we're like, here, drink some water. Because it accelerates the burn. But no, we don't really do that. Okay.
Chandra's now trying one.
You're right.
I dipped my tongue into the milk a little bit as I was drinking it. How you
doing?
Is
there a glass of milk for me, please?
Oh, of course, dear. Most definitely.
All right. So,
hey, you're right, Justin.
Yeah, it starts really good.
Again, triple atomic from Quaker Steak and Lube. Now my lips are gone.
Well, the one thing you don't want to do is step outside and take a deep breath in.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, damn, okay, we got some time.
All right, well, this is...
It's not too bad right now.
We're doing okay.
Yeah, right now.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
As Jack from Madison just called, oh, I shouldn't really say that, but, you know, he says when it's hot going in, you know the rest.
Well.
He just called to warn for it to take off for work tomorrow.
Where's that chocolate sauce?
There you go.
Yeah, give me a cup of chocolate sauce right now. Man,
you know,
man.
Really? I don't think these are too bad.
I'm going to suck down some chocolate.
That's what I, again, thought the first minute.
I think I could only handle one. There's no way I could do six.
Oh, no way.
And that's part of the challenge, though, right, Scott?
That's part of the challenge. You can go online to QuakerSteakAndLube.com and sign up for the Quaker Steak and Lube at Are You Tough Enough Triple Atomic Challenge.
Oh, I got all the glove dust on my shirt here.
It's a fun little project that we've been working on. We're cautiously trying to announce it because we don't want people to, you know, rush right out there and you know, this is a serious pepper. It's a serious deal.
You all right? So you've had people that have done more than six?
Just six, no. We haven't. In fact, I think we've only had six takers that have actually finished the six so far. We've officially had it since Tuesday.
Okay.
And we expect that you have to order the atomic first in order to get the triple atomic. So you have to be on the Wall of Fame already. And
chocolate sauce does help.
Make it stop.
Once you get through atomic, then we'll let you try the triple atomic. So it's not something you're just going to jump into.
It is hotter than anything I've ever had, but I do have to say it was very tasty.
Thank
so
you.
Give us hours for Quaker Steak and Lube. Address, where people find you, the whole
thing. We're at 2259 Deming Way in beautiful Middleton. Highway, the Beltline, and 14. Quaker Steak and Lube is known for their bike nights. They're all-you-can-eat wing night on Tuesday. Wednesday night is our bike night. Friday night, fish fry. We're open from 11 o'clock until 12 o'clock most days. So come out and see us at Quaker Steak and Lube.
The bad thing is your tongue.
Yeah.
That's what's killing me right now is my tongue hurts.
Some of the best food and lube you are going to find.
Come out there tonight. I'll serve you your triple atomic wings.
Thanks for joining us. And believe me, that's it for Madison in the Morning for today. Robin and John are in with news in just a couple of minutes. Mitch Hank outside the box. Can't have any because he's on a special diet, he will be here following the 8 o'clock news, and I will report back in to say if I survive the weekend. I'm Dick Alpert for Justin and Phil and Quaker Steak. Bye.
Justin.